Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 11th. Today's devotion is entitled, Wholehearted Worship. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. David wrote this psalm as a song of praise, turning first to worship before mentioning his troubles. Before describing his enemies or asking for God's help, he declared his wholehearted gratitude to the Lord. With my whole heart described worship that was sincere, undivided, and offered from the depth of his being rather than as mere outward religion. David also committed himself to recounting God's wonderful deeds, using a Hebrew word that referred to God's extraordinary works of power and salvation. His remembrance was not meant to remain private. He intended to publicly proclaim God's mighty acts so that others would join him in praise. Throughout Scripture, God's people were called to remember his faithfulness because praise grows as his works are recalled. Jesus continued this pattern when he instituted the Lord's Supper and commanded his disciples to remember him. Through Christ's death and resurrection, believers now have God's greatest wonderful deed to proclaim. Every testimony of God's grace ultimately points to the saving work of Jesus Christ. We often allow our present struggles to overshadow God's past faithfulness. Like David, we can choose to begin each day with thanksgiving before asking God to solve our problems. As we intentionally remember his mighty works in Scripture and in our own lives, our hearts are strengthened with confidence and joy. When we share what God has done for us, we invite others to worship him too. Most of all, we remember the cross and the empty tomb where God's greatest act of love secured our salvation. As we continually recount Christ's saving work, we are moved to worship the Lord wholeheartedly. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your mighty works that reveal your power, faithfulness, and love. Guard us from divided hearts and empty religion. Help us remember your goodness every day and boldly tell others what you have done. We remember the cross and resurrection of Christ. Help us to keep it at the center of our praise so that our worship flows from grateful hearts. May our lives bring you glory through wholehearted devotion. In Jesus' name, amen.